Although we live in difficult times, God's Word always has encouragement for His people. Hi, I'm Pastor David Bissett from Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. I want to read to you a passage from the Old Testament from the minor prophet Haggai, and I think it'll help us. We live in a time where it's a bit discouraging to be a Christian in the United States. There are many negative things we see in the news, many cultural trends that can make us feel that Christianity is on the decline and America is changing rapidly, and oftentimes Christians feel powerless and helpless. It shouldn't be. Our God is still with us. If you remember the Old Testament, God's people returned from captivity and resettled in Jerusalem. And the temple was rebuilt. But things weren't the same. Things seemed diminished, even marginalized, when they looked around. And God's word addressed that and brought hope. And it gave God's people a call to persevere. In Haggai chapter 2, one of the minor prophets in the back of the Old Testament, we have some words from the Lord through his prophet to the leaders. He says in chapter 2, verse 2, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts, according to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit remains in your midst. Fear not, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." That's the opening paragraph of Haggai chapter 2. God's words of encouragement to his people, who knew that the times had changed, who knew there was a lot of work to be done. And what does the Lord tell them? He reminds them that he is keeping his covenant promise to be with them. He says very explicitly, he says, "Work," and he says, "Fear not, for I am with you." My friends living in upstate New York and wherever you're listening, let's not be fearful, idle, discouraged, or perplexed. Our covenant God is still with us. And he kept that promise to the people in Haggai's day, did he not? He sent the Lord Jesus Christ, whose glory did fill that rebuilt temple. And we know what the Lord Jesus Christ came to do. So let us fear not. Our Lord is with us. The risen Jesus says to his disciples, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So let's be working. Let's be about our master's business. Well, you can read this for yourself in Haggai, and I encourage you to be in God's Word daily. This is Pastor David Bissett from Clifton Park Community Church. You can find out more about me or the church online at www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you as he keeps his promises.